People go to pubs to obviously to meet socially, to enjoy Irish music, enjoy any kind of music, but also just to, maybe conduct business meetings, to have lunch. People go to pubs on Sundays after mass with their kids, so there isn't the same stigma attached to being in the pub all the time, like as it would be in America, I would think. It's just where things happen and where people meet and talk, and there still is the art of conversation. I wanted to come here and learn about Irish music, traditional music, and so I came here to do that, and now I live here.
Seattle and Galway have a lot in common when it comes to the weather. Both places are green, but that's because they're also very wet. Seattle averages about 150 gray and rainy days a year, but Galway's count climbs even higher, averaging about 225 wet days a year.
The weather can be pretty rough, like most of the year. It's not unlike Seattle, except for I find that the cold in Ireland in general, especially on the West Coast, is more like a damp cold. I find the cold in Seattle kind of a dry cold. You can kind of dress up in your fleece and REI jackets and you'd be okay. But in Ireland, doesn't matter what you're wearing, the wind, if the wind blows, it blows right through you. And so you get cold, like your bones get cold.
But Chang says you just have to learn to accept the gray skies and make the most of it.
One thing we try to do, there's a lovely, really nice area of woods, like close to where we live, that's all very, very thick, lush woods. So even on a wet day, once you're in there, you can stay pretty dry because the trees shelter you from the rain. So that's like kind of rainforesty, which I really like. Kind of reminds me of home, actually. So, and the kids love it. I mean, the kids put on their boots and their full-on rain suits and just get completely crazy and run through rivers and everything. And it's really good fun. And I think that's great that they're out there, because I don't want them to be afraid or grow up thinking, if it's raining, I can't do stuff. I mean, in fact, quite the opposite. I want them to be as active as possible and instill in them a sense of, being able to do whatever they want, regardless of the weather.
So in keeping with tradition, Seattle is expecting scattered showers on St. Patrick's Day. And in Galway, clouds will be lovingly covering up the sun. Janae Janik, 88.5 News.